Hello and welcome to the Heavenbound Podcast. I'm Jason Harden. I'm here with Roger Shouse, and we are opening the Bible in search of fuel for your spiritual journey. This is where we talk about life the way it was meant to be and what it means to be a disciple of Jesus in the 21st century. We appreciate you joining us on the journey. Roger, it is almost May of 2021. Can you believe it?
Hard to believe that.
Good to be with you in the studio today. We are wrapping up the month of April on Fridays. We've been talking about the incredible work of bringing children to Jesus. We rooted this at the beginning of the month back in Mark chapter 10, where some parents were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw what was going on, Mark tells us he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." That was a great thing to look into as we've relaunched Bible classes here at Charlestown Road. We've been so excited in the month of April. A lot of really good buzz on Sunday mornings and Wednesday evenings. But we realize it's been a year. And it's hard maybe to get this jump started back in the right direction. And so on April 2nd, we talked to parents. April 9th to Bible class teachers. April 16th, we actually talked about, very personally, some teachers who have helped us along the way. Last Friday, what I wish every student in Bible class knew. And today, in our last part of this series, we want to talk specifically to kids. And so maybe you're in the habit of listening to this as you drive to work. Maybe we'd encourage you just to hit the pause button at this point and wait until you have your kids in the back of the minivan or something to listen to during lunch or on your way to services this coming Sunday. Roger and I want to talk very, very specifically just to kids. And I've got the privilege of kicking off, but Roger, what were you going to add there to our introduction?
Well, I would just say that each of you are very important to us. And sometimes it may feel like in our sermons we're just talking about these real important topics, which we do. And sometimes you may feel like, well, you know, I'm just a kid here and doesn't matter. You do matter, and this is why we're doing this, and we love you, and we just want you just to grow and learn, and that's why we're having our Bible classes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would just build on that. That was actually the first thing I jotted down. You are loved. We want you to hear that loud and clear. I don't know if you're a first grader or a fourth grader or in eighth grade, whatever it is. Maybe you're not even in school yet. We want you to hear loud and clear. You are loved. We so appreciate when you take the time to talk to us. Roger, doesn't it just make your day when a little kid comes up to you and gives you a hand-drawn picture of you preaching up at the front of the auditorium? That really means a lot. And we want you to know that we are here every Sunday and Wednesday because we love you and your family. Your Bible class teachers are in classrooms because they love you. Our shepherds here at Charlestown Road love you. They spend a lot of time talking about you and your Bible classes and how to help you grow to know Jesus. But we want you to know most of all that Jesus loves you. Mark chapter 10, where we started. Let the children come to me. Don't get in their way, Jesus said, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven. And Mark tells us in verse 16, Jesus took children up in his arms and blessed them. So much of what we do here at the church building, in our Bible classes, in our homes, revolves around, we want you to know you are loved. Roger, what would you add to that?
Well, I'd also add to that, as we think about you and your Bible classes, we really want you to learn the story of the Bible. You know, the Bible's a big book. There's lots of words in there. There's lots of pages in the Bible. But we want you to be able to kind of know the Bible and to know what this is all about and to know that there is a God, and God made you, and God has a plan for you, and God wants you to spend forever with Him in heaven. That's just an incredible thing. And so when you're in your Bible classes and you're talking about these different stories, Daniel in the lion's den, or Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, or you're talking about Noah in the flood, those aren't just stories. Those things really, really happened. They were real people, just like you. And from these great stories, we see incredible lessons about faith and making choices. And you have to make choices every day. And as you get bigger and bigger, the choices will get harder and harder. But what we learn when we stand upon the Bible is we learn how God wants us to be. I'm reminded of a great verse in 2 Timothy 3 where Paul, talking about Timothy, it says, "From a childhood you have known the sacred writings, which were able to give you wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." And that's why our Bible classes are not watching movies or eating food or playing games. That may be a lot of fun, but in the end, you know, I got to learn that Bible, because that's going to change your life forever.
Yeah, it is all about faith. And that actually leads to the next thing that I had jotted down, making your faith your own. It is a blessing to have a mom and a dad who love Jesus. I hope that both your mom and your dad love God. It's a blessing to have grandparents who are people of faith. They believe the Bible and they come to church and they seek to live as disciples of Jesus. But you've got to decide what you believe. You're going to make the choice what sort of life you're going to lead. And we're trying to encourage you to be a young person of faith. Be a young man or woman of faith as you grow up. Roger took you just a moment ago to 2 Timothy 3, 2 Timothy 1, same sort of thing. As Paul writes to young Timothy, he talks about the faith that his grandmother Lois had, and the faith that his mother Eunice had. I hope that you are able to describe your own parents and grandparents that way. If you are, if you know that your mom and dad have faith, that is such a great blessing. Thank God. Spend a little bit of time in prayer thanking God that you were born into a family where people believe in Jesus. Maybe you wish that was true of your family, and it's not. But that doesn't mean that you can't be a person of faith. The reason we have Bible classes is so that you can have good examples of older people who believe in Jesus. But Paul, the reason that he was writing to Timothy was, he says, I'm sure you have faith inside of you as well. And faith involves things that we can't see with our physical eyes, we can't hear with our ears, we can't touch with our hands, but that doesn't mean that they aren't real. And Roger, I think that leads you to the next thing that you had jotted down.
And that's the idea that this learning, what you learn in Bible class will help you so much. This coming month, the month of May, when we start talking about our next area in our building blocks, we're going to be talking about the devil. And one of the things we're going to be looking at is the temptation of Jesus, how the devil tempted Jesus. And Jesus did not bring down angels. He didn't use a miracle. He used the same thing that you have, and that's the Bible. But I don't think he had the Bible in his hand at the time. I think he just knew the word. And so there's things you can do. When you're in Bible class and you're learning these songs, sing them. Sing them all the time. They will help you. When you're learning the books of the Bible, when you're out there in your yard running around playing, just start saying those. And more you can practice those things and learn those things, you'll see that there's all kinds of places you can use this. And it will help you become a person of faith. It will help you become strong. And you'll realize when you look at this church and you look at people like our shepherds, or you look at someone like Jason, who's strong in faith, they got that way when they were your age. They started doing the right things, making the right choices, and taking the things out of their Bible classes and taking it home and putting it in their lives. And that's how you do these things.
Yeah. I jotted down hand in hand with that, ask good questions. However old you are, don't outgrow asking good questions. Mr. Roger and I ask questions all the time, and we go looking in books or for resources from other people. That's how we learn. It is by asking good questions. And so don't be afraid to raise your hand in Bible class and ask your teacher something. Now, maybe the teacher will say, well, that's a good question, but right now we're talking about this Bible story, and why don't we talk about that after class? Something like that. That's okay. Let the teacher be the teacher, but don't be afraid to ask good questions. Now, I want to add to that real quickly. Be careful about where you get answers to your questions from. A lot of young people, if they've got questions, they immediately just go to Google or YouTube or TikTok or something and start looking for answers to their questions. And there's some good stuff on the internet. But make sure that what you are seeing and hearing and watching lines up with the Bible. I would tell you that as much as it is good to be looking for resources, maybe on YouTube, at your age, it's much better to get a good answer to your good question by talking, number one, to your parents, to your Bible class teachers, to Mr. Roger or me or one of your shepherds here at Charlestown Road. Ask good questions and make sure you're getting good, solid Bible answers to those questions.
You know, it's often asked, especially as you get older and older in school and different things, you'll talk about some different things, and you're often wondering, will I ever need this? Is this really useful? And there may be some subjects in school that we're not sure about that. But when it comes to the Bible, the answer always is yes. It always is. And will I use that? The answer is yes. Do I need to know that? The answer is yes. And the reason is because this is the book God has given us. There's no other message from God but through this book. And so if I really want to know God, I want to know Jesus, I want to be in heaven with him, and I want to know how I'm supposed to walk with him and please him, I've got to know his book. And so that's very valuable as we think about some of those things and how we can do that. And to what Jason said, one of the things you can do is, as you're not just in Bible class, but when you're at home sitting around the kitchen table with mom, dad, and everyone else, you can talk about some of the things you've just talked about in Bible class. It's a great thing to do is just go around the table and start naming the books of Bible. You start with one, and the next person's got to say, you just go round and round. Let's name the apostles, round and round. And those little things you do like that will help you. They'll help you learn. They'll help you understand these things. And mom and dad are a great source of answers. And I know if they don't know the answers, they'll come looking for us. And that's what they do. And that's why we're here, to help each other. We're in this together, and we want to help you as we think about that.
Yeah.
I would also add, just real quickly, every once in a while, just thank your teacher. Write her a little card and thank her. Your teachers are putting in a lot of time, and some are down here all during the week when you're not even here, just to get the rooms ready and make sure everything's just right. And they put a lot of time into what they're doing. They want it to be right. They want it to be the best it can be. And so thank your teachers, because they just really pour their heart out into you, and they love you so much.
Let the little children come to me. That's what Jesus said. And we hope that you will continue to learn about Jesus. If we can ever help you along those lines, come up and talk to us. We love when little kids ask us questions about the Bible, show us what they learned in Bible class. Just this past Sunday, I had a little boy excitedly come up and show me what he had learned in Bible class, what he had colored, and that was one of the best parts of my Sunday morning. We are here to help you get to know Jesus, and it is a blessing to be able to do that.
And I would encourage the parents that if your children don't have Bibles, give them a Bible. Give them a Bible that's geared for their age. You know, you get a regular adult Bible, they may not be able to read that. Maybe too much for them. But there's all kinds of Bibles that are based on different age levels and things like that. And teach them how to treat it properly. You know, your Bible is your friend. Don't just throw it in the back of the car. Don't just, you know, have the dog walk all over, things like that. Treat your Bible carefully. Have them bring their Bible. And someone just told me not too long ago that their child was already filling out the note cards that we provide on Sunday mornings. And that's a learning process. And that's just a wonderful, wonderful thing that you can do to help them.
Yeah, yeah. A simple, hopefully very practical and helpful 5-part series reminding you that bringing children to Jesus is never wasted effort. We hope that it's helped you and encouraged you, parents. We have had so many of you continue to join us as April unfolds in our in-person Bible classes. If you're a member of our Charlestown Road Church family and have any questions about what we're doing, we would love to answer those. We believe in our Bible classes. We're thankful for our Bible class teachers. And we're thankful for you. Roger, thanks for joining me today and throughout this series. Thanks to all of you who have shared and encouraged us in this little series of the Heaven Bound podcast. We hope that this episode has helped you set your mind on things above and given you a little more fuel for the journey. Always remember, when you're walking with Jesus, you're heaven bound, and the best is yet to come.